Hey, Coach, what's the? You've been there for a while, and so has Mike here in Green Bay. What is the secret for a coach to have that kind of longevity and to keep the locker room listening to you?
Well, I think we've changed ours over once now, and I think that's kind of was probably an important part of things. That I was fortunate that at a point where I'm wondering whether or not this is right for me, and they're wondering whether I'm right for them, and I decided it was time to start fresh and start new, and I didn't have to move addresses. You know, we just do all the old stuff away and we started again. And I think that was important, that, you know, we, even as a coaching staff, you know, the point was, we got to start new. We got to start fresh and do different things and differently and so forth. I didn't know we were going to do it with a new quarterback, but it happened fast.
How about the confidence that Mike Brown has shown in you, Marvin? What has that meant to you? What does that do for helping you sell your program to the players?
Well, I think, you know, obviously it means a lot. And, we talk every morning. We sit down and chat for 15, 20 minutes every morning and, talk about what's up. And, he's more patient than I am, Vic. So, we've been able to improve here and get better. We're not where we need to be yet, and we're still chasing the same thing.
What do you remember from your days and Mike McCarthy's days together at Pitt as young assistants?
Well, I just was asked a question downstairs. You know, Mike McCarthy was a great coach. You knew he was going to be a very, very talented coach when we were all together at Pitt. And, he was extremely hard worker, very smart. And so the career that he has had in coaching, it doesn't surprise me a bit. And, he's been a good friend. And, when you come onto the staff new like I did, you're impressed with how, young guys work. And I was very impressed with Mike right away.
Mark, I remember Mike saying one day, sometime after he'd been here as head coach for a year, that he, when it came to filling out his staff, and when you come into an NFL team as a head coach, there's sort of a flow chart of things to do, that he learned that from you. I remember him saying that. It's been 5 or 6 years. Do you know what he could have been talking about?
Well, I know we talked a number of different times about different things, and I remember when he won his first game. And when he didn't win his first game, and just told him to keep his head down and just keep going, it was going to happen. And, because you don't have many, you lose people to talk to. And I remember, when I was here and Coach Parcells calling me and Coach Vermeil calling me and, telling me, hey, keep it up, you need that. Marty Schottenheimer and the guys that, knew me when I was starting out here. So, and Bill, I felt that way with Mike. I was just so jacked for him, and, he's built, building a power and been world champions.
Marvin, you mentioned, Andy's kind of become the face of the franchise. How's he adapted and accepted the role you placed on him?
He's doing very well. I made the comment this year that the first year he was our quarterback, then he became the leader of the offense, and now he's basically the leader of the football team. And it's good. He's more of a quiet personality, but you see him just growing and spreading his wings as a person all the time.
What's the win over the Steelers going to do for you, Marvin?
It got us to 1-1, Vic. People make more of that than anything else. I've coached at every place in this division, it's not a rivalry until you win the games most of the time. So right now, it's big because it was a division game and it was at home. We have a bigger game coming this Sunday than last week's.
Well, you and Mike Zimmer have to be more judicious when you bring extra pressure with a guy like Aaron.
Pardon me?
Well, you have to be a bit more judicious when you bring pressure against a guy like Aaron.
Well, you have to do a good job. You have to do a good job in coverage and in rush. And they all have to complement each other, and they got to work together. But uh, he, he's an excellent quarterback that has a great command of what they do offensively and the field and the spacing and the concepts that they use and where everybody is.
With having Eifert there now, what does having two big-time tight ends do for your offense?
Well, it's enabled us to put more pressure on people that way, because both guys can be used as receivers. Both guys are excellent blockers, and so, you know, we're very blessed to have both players like that.
Can you just talk about how good your defensive front seven is, and maybe especially that defensive line of yours?
Well, we've got some guys that have got some gifted and some ability. And, you know, we've got to do a good job of continuing doing a good job of playing together. When you're great is when you're at the end of the year. We're just getting better right now.
You know, you just asked about blitzing Aaron a minute ago, but do you feel like with those D-linemen that you have, that you guys got to have the guys who can win one-on-one matchups to kind of help in that regard?
Well, I think the Packers offensive line does a really good job of being coordinated together, and that's what the best offensive lines in the NFL do, and I think they're doing a good job of that.
How similar is what Dom's running with his defense from what you just faced against Dick and the Steelers?
There's some similarities in spacing and so forth, with things. Dom's coverages are a little different than what the Steelers are using right now, and Dom, they play more man-to-man coverage than traditionally what the Steelers do. So Dom has some of the five-man pressures and some different shells and so forth that way. So just a little different.
Would it be an exaggeration, Marvin, to say that this is a game that could put your team over the top?
Vic, it would be.
Well, then
we go to Cleveland and New England comes the next week. So we got to go over the top each week, one at a time. That's all we can worry about.
So what perspective are you putting this game in for your players, or what perspective would you put it in for us?
Well, I told our players when the schedule came out, we began with them, and then the schedule came out, and then again when we began training camp, and then when we cut the team down and we got started again, that we will know what kind of football team we have after the first 5 weeks of the season, because we're playing great football teams. So we will set our jaw, and we'll know where we are, and that's what we got to point to. So we got to come, and we got to play. Each and every week, it's going to be a grind. It's going to be physical, and we got to strap it up and put an extra chin strap in your locker, and let's go.
We're talking to AJ Green here in a bit. What strikes you about him besides the obvious stuff?
you have a good, difficult time getting three words from him. If you would draw up what a receiver looks like and acts like, he would look like that. But most of them don't act like AJ Green. This is the new wave of receivers.
Is that a good thing as a coach to have a guy who maybe not like other receivers
thing.
In that regard?
It's a great thing as a coach.
It's a bad thing for writers.
It's a bad thing for writers. There's not much story to it. But all he does is come to work and be first at everything he ever tries to do in his life.
So what were the best aspects offensively for Jay and that group against the Steelers, and what did you feel that you left on the field Monday night?
Well, I mean, I think we've got to do a better job of getting on the right people in our run game and so forth. And I think the same thing, we got to be sound in everything we're doing protection wise. You know, we're facing one, I think, one of the best players in the NFL in Clay. And, you know, this guy has just had a tremendous, tremendous career. And, you know, he's an excellent player. We were coaching the opposite team there in the Senior Bowl. So I've got to know him and followed him and you know, just was a great fan of his father. So, but we got to be buttoned up and do the things right. We're going to face a team that applies pressure. They like to pressure you. They do a good job in their coverages. They got some big guys in the middle up front. We got to be sound in what we do.
Andy seems just a little bit more cool, more confident each year. Is that correct?
Well, I would hope so. You know, I mean, he's a kid who started in high school his whole career. He started in college his whole career. And he started here his entire career. So I think every year and everything he's done, he just continues to grow.
Since this is Wisconsin, I got to ask you about Zeitler. How's he doing?
He's really doing well. You know, he got married this off season. You know, he went from not ever having a car to having a car now and getting married. I mean, it's big for, you know, a kid from Wisconsin like that. So he's the kind of guy you want to have on your football team.
Am I ready to bring back that fan who took the ball from Favre the last time we were over there?
Only if we need him, buddy. I got him on reserve, you know. In fact, I think they're tanking him up right now. You know.